A prayer life is not simply a static reality. It's something that changes. It grows over time. There's different seasons in our life of prayer because it's not simply something that we do, but instead it's the gift of a relationship between us and God. And so we have this meeting of persons and this beautiful dynamic reality to a real committed life of prayer. In my own experience in the last several months, where I felt like the Lord has often been leading me and inviting me is to again and again turn to the Father, being with and in Jesus Christ, to know God the Father and His great love. And so given that, what I'd like to do for this Christmas is propose to you to meditate on the Christ child, on the newborn Jesus, indeed as a gift from God the Father, as He truly is. Jesus reveals the Father's love for us. And it's really through Jesus that the Father even shares something of Himself to give us, just as when you give a gift. You know, you're sharing your love with someone and something of you is communicated in the very gift that you give. And so looking at our newborn Jesus and rejoicing in Him, let us also open our minds, our imaginations, our hearts to the Father's love that stands behind this gift. We know the greatness of the Father's love because of the incredible gift of who Jesus is. He is the divine Word, the Son, the eternal Son, eternally proceeding from the Father, the Lord, who now is made flesh and born into this world. The magnificence of that gift indeed shows the greatness of the Father's love for us in giving us such a treasure. As it says in 1 John, in this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. So magnificent a gift, so dear to the Father. We hear different times in the Gospels where the Father says, this is My beloved Son. And His beloved Son He gives to you. And the giving of Jesus and how the Father gives this great gift also reveals the great wisdom, the thoughtfulness, and indeed even the daring of the Father's love for us. When we contemplate, as we have the readings of Isaiah and all the preparation in Advent, the prolonged preparation that God the Father had for creating a people, a family, a mother, you know, that would be the perfect place and time and situation for His Son to come into the world, this preparation that really took millennia. How incredible the wisdom of God the Father to arrange these things. And then the Son comes and He assumes our human nature. He's perfectly attuned to what we need. How incredible a gift that's so perfectly is fashioned for us as He assumes our human nature. He comes into our midst. He comes into our messy manger existence, into the cold and into our darkness. And He can come this way then as a brother, a friend, a bridegroom, even if also at the same time the Lord. And Jesus, when He comes, He indeed assumes all the vulnerabilities of the flesh, our bodily existence. And yet precisely in that weakness, Jesus can offer Himself on the cross to save us. Look at the Christ child and behold with wonder the wisdom, the thoughtfulness, the daring of the love of the Father in such a tremendous gift. Now, why did the Father give us the gift of His Son? Why? What was the purpose of the gift? Well, the Father wants, first of all, our salvation. He gives His Son that we may be saved and rescued from sin and from death. And meditating on that, let's just say, to be continued in Lent and in Easter. Because there's even more reasons as well why we're given the gift of the Son. The second is that the Father wants our restoration, that we would be restored to a true humanity. And Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And so in the gift of Jesus, you know, we are restored to us a real light and truth. And how often does Jesus say, learn from me, follow me? The gift of Jesus is a way to show us how to really be human without that distortion of sin and concupiscence, that fallenness that so often burns and distorts our humanity and disappoints us both beyond us and within ourselves. The Father gives us a new beginning in Jesus Christ, a new beginning for humanity as a race, as well as for each of us individually. I love a quote by Pope Benedict. In one of his first encyclicals, Deus Caritas Est, he says, being Christian is not the result of an ethical choice or a lofty idea, but the encounter with an event, a person, which gives life a new horizon and a decisive direction. You know, this incredible gift isn't just a gift of something, but of someone. That is how tremendous the Father's love and how much He wants to make us into the fully healed and whole someones through the grace of God. But that horizon and that decisive direction isn't bound by just simply this life. Because even more, the Father wants not only our salvation, not only our restoration, but also our divinization. Our divinization. The Father wants to communicate His very life. As when you give a gift, you communicate something of yourself. The Father shares His divine life with us through His Son, Jesus Christ. That we would, as we heard, you know, be heirs with the Son, adopted into this incredible existence and participating, as it says in 2 Peter, in the divine nature. Such a tremendous gift that even goes beyond simply this existence. The early Christians were mesmerized by this incredible exchange that the Lord makes with us, the admirabile commercium, that this admirable exchange that the Father would give His Son, that then we would be raised. As St. Athanasius says, for the Son of God became man so that we might become God. Wow, how daring a love that God, that the Father would do so much for us. And we can't even comprehend fully all that this gift will mean for us in the end. As it says in 1 John, beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. We shall be like Him. This divinization, this being able to participate in God's divine nature, you know, it's something that it's hard to even imagine, though I think Jesus in His resurrection gives us some taste of that, this life unbound by death and the normal limits of existence. At the point where Jesus is transfigured on Mount Tabor, this glory of God that can shine through our humanity, these are little pointers to indeed this new horizon, this decisive direction given to us, beyond whatever the world can promise, beyond whatever the world can give or take away. Now, maybe your experience of having a father has been a very good one, and it's easy to identify with the Father and with the Father's love. But maybe your experience has been lacking or painful, and no parents are perfect, and it can be a hard thing sometimes, this experience of fatherhood. All the same, Jesus wants you to have His Father. He wants you to have His Father. And this one who is great and wise and so thoughtful and daring in His love. And through Jesus, entrust yourself to the care of the Father. One thing I would mention, since we do have You have a fair number of parents here. Just to remind and encourage you that the greatest gift you can give to your kids in this world is yourselves. That incredible gift of yourselves. That love that can come in such a special way through you. And I encourage you to be confident in that. More than stuff, more than opportunities, kids flourish and are truly blessed in their parents' love and the gift of the love that they can give. And we see that so extraordinarily in the giving of Jesus and the Father's love that can come upon us. And so I encourage you to be confident in that love and committed to it. You are such a gift to your children. And to rejoice at that and to realize that it is through your love that really your children are introduced to that even greater love of God. This Christmas, open yourself to wonder, to meditate on the Christ child, the newborn Jesus, indeed, as a gift from God the Father, a gift of salvation, a gift of restoration, and indeed even transformation to divinization. And in that, receive the love of the Father and offer Him your love and gratitude in return. Indeed, that's what we do at every Mass. I close with a quote from Father Gabriel, the great writer of a daily meditation book called Divine Intimacy. And he says this: "One cannot contemplate little Jesus without being captivated and enraptured by the infinite love that has given Him to us."